Okay, and where's the book? Here it
is. Oh, wait, I can't go to class right now. My Guru Dave's going online.
Okay, welcome to Govardhan, and here, live from Govardhan, we were talking about Lord Nityananda. Earlier, actually, partially closed the door because there's a lot of light in my face. I can't see. That's good. Yeah, earlier, we were at Lord Nityananda's sitting place at Radhakund, and we chanted Nityananda Nishta, had a kirtan. It was very wonderful. It was like connecting to Lord Nityananda. So, we're going to speak a little bit about Lord Nityananda now. We had our kirtan earlier. Let me get my notes out. Here we go. So, Om Magana Timidandasha Gadanjana Shlakaya Chakshur Udmilitam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, a little bit of ontological information about Lord Nityananda. He is the original Sankarshan. Does anyone know what Sankarshan means? What do you mean?
Oh, what Sankarshan means?
Yeah.
I mean, Sankarshan?
Karshan means to attract.
To attract, yeah. And Sang means what?
It means like with or together.
Together, yeah. So Prabhupada explains that Balaram Sankarshan brings the dynasties together. So that's why it's called Sankarshan. And also brings the living entities to Krishna. So attracts the living entities to Krishna. So Sankarshan. He's the original Sankarshan. And there's five forms of Sankarshan's expansions. Of course, Lord Nityananda is the original. He's Balaram. There's Mahasankarshan, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and Sheshanag, who renders personal service to the Lord. And also there's the quadruple forms, Vasudeva Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And Lord Nityananda serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Sesha does, as his umbrella, bed, thread, pillow, etc. This is, of course, described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's all statements from there. And we see this in the various pastimes of Lord Ramchandra being served by Lakshman, Bart, and Shatrughna, who are serving. Of course, Lakshman is actually Nityananda. So he appeared in a place called Radhadesh. Radhadesh is actually where the Ganges doesn't flow in Bengal. And his father's name was Hirai Pandit. His mother's name was Padmavati. And his father was extremely attached to him. Wherever his father went, he went too. And his father couldn't go anywhere without him. So, once upon a time, a sannyasi came to his house and said to Hadai Pandit that, "I want your son." And Hadai Pandit said, "No way." But eventually he listened to the sannyasi, as people are supposed to do. Listen to sannyasis, and he gave his son, and Lord Nityananda went away to wait for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, when Lord Nityananda was a little kid, this is before he went away, of course, he played many games. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes this. He sometimes played the game of Brahma, Vasudeva, and Devaki. During the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, he sometimes had the pastimes of Putana. He sometimes played the pastimes with his friends, of course, the cart demon, the butter thief, Kaliya pastimes, Kalavan forest pastimes, Bakasura pastimes, Agasura, Vatsasura, Govardhan hill pastime, stealing the clothes of the gopis pastime, Narden, Kamsa pastimes, gopis crying pastimes. It's interesting. Also, Krishna entering Mathura and wrestling with the wrestlers there. And Krishna with Kubja pastime. And also the Vamana story pastime he played with his friends, and one friend acted as Shukracharya. And even built a bridge to Lanka one time. He had a pastime about that. And he had a pastime. He played Lakshman. Lakshman was angry at Sugriva. And then in this particular pastime, Ravana fired the Shakti Shila weapon at Lakshman. and Lakshman was unconscious, and nobody knew what to do with, because Lakshman at this particular point was Lord Nityananda, and nobody knew what to do with Nityananda because he wouldn't come back to consciousness. And then at that point, one of his friends remembered that he was supposed to play the part of Hanuman, so he flew, picked up the hill, brought back the medicine, and Lord Nityananda came back to consciousness. Anyway, he had all these wonderful pastimes, remembering his pastimes and Krishna's pastimes in Braj. Actually, it's a very similar story. When Krishna was a kid, well, always a kid, but anyway, when Krishna was very, very young, his mother would tell him bedtime stories. And one of the stories his mother told was a story about Lord Ram. And Krishna would sometimes, when he would hear that story, he would stand up on his bed and just make believe he had a bow and arrow and say, "Kill that demon!" And his mother didn't know what was happening. Anyway, so they were remembering, he was remembering his previous pastimes as Balaram. So when Lord Nityananda left home, he was 12 years old, and Hari Pandit fasted for 3 months. Wow. And it's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that the reason for Lord Nityananda's leaving his home was also, first of all, mercy for the conditioned souls, and to enable his father to experience Vipralamba Seva, or intense separation. And you find this a lot in the Lord's pastimes. I mean, practically every pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's some separation, you know, Ram and Sita separation, and then you have Krishna and the gopis separation, and then you have Lord Chaitanya leaving his poor wife when she was 16 years old, separation.
And the parents as well?
And the parents, well, his mother, Mother Sachi, his father had passed away at that particular point. But Sachi saw him again. But his wife never saw him again. So you have these, like, I think in almost every pastime of the Lord, you have some aspect of Vipralamba Seva there. So with Lord Nityananda, it's he actually left his father when he was 12 years old. And that's intense when you have Lord Nityananda as a son. So anyway, so for 20 years, he went on pilgrimage waiting for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear.
Wow.
20 years. First, it's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and the other literatures. He went to Gaya, Vrindavan, Hastinapur, Dwarka, Ayodhya. He went to this, and he remembered Guhaka. Guhaka was, of course, that tribal person who associated with Lord Ram. And then he fainted for 3 days just remembering him out of great love for his devotee. And then he went to Sri Parvata and Parvati cook for him personally. Then he went to Badarik Ashram, and Vyasadeva showed him hospitality. And then he had a discussion with the Buddhists, and the Buddhists asked him some, he asked the Buddhists some questions, he defeated them, and they did not answer, and he kicked them all.
He kicked them,
yeah. Yeah, that story's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is all because of pilgrimage. You know, he got really upset with the Buddhists because they're, you know, atheistic, nihilistic.
God kicks you, right? God,
yeah.
Comes and God
that's pretty good.
Kicks you.
That's pretty good. I mean, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated the Buddhists. Many of the Buddhists. The Buddhists tried to trick him when they had a discussion by giving him what they called Mahaprasada, but it was actually untouchable food. And then, like a big vulture or bird, picked up that plate of untouchable food, dropped it on the chief Buddha's head. The chief Buddha was knocked unconscious, and all the other Buddhas were upset about it. And they went to Lord Chaitanya, "What should we do?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Chant Hare Krishna." And he initiated it. And he said, "Chant Hare Krishna in the ear of your Buddhist priest, or the head Buddhist, you know, the spiritual master." And he chanted, and they initiated. They initiated actually their spiritual master. It's interesting. Anyway, so you see that as far as the Harinam initiation, things weren't so strict in those days. This God has made it so strict that practically you have to be a pure devotee before you get Harinam initiation. So anyway, then he ran across Madhavendra Puri, and when they both saw each other, they embraced and fainted. and cried for many days and nights. Madhavendra Puri's disciples could hardly understand what was happening. After that, of course, he took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. And then he went to Jagannath Puri and saw Lord Jagannath with four arms. Then he went back to Vrindavan. And he waited in Vrindavan for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, not just his pastimes to begin, but for his pastimes as a devotee of the Lord, because when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young, he showed his pastimes as a person engaged in logic and argumentation and was actually challenging the devotees. So then, when Lord Chaitanya began his pastimes, then he went to Mayapur, Navadvip. But he didn't actually go to see Lord Chaitanya. He went to Nandanacharya's house, and no one could find Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya knew that he had come, and he kept saying, Lord Nityananda, my brother has come. And no one could find him, but Lord Chaitanya led them to Nandanacharya's house, and they embraced each other, and they began their pastimes in Navadvip. There's many interesting stories about Lord Nityananda in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and some of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What happened is when Srivas Thakur's son died during the Kirtan, this is a famous story that Prabhupada tells and also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srivas Thakur didn't disturb the pastime. Lord Chaitanya at that particular point was so much pleased with Srivas Thakur's devotion that he brought Srivas Thakur's son back to life for a few minutes. And then Srivas Thakur's son passed away after explaining some philosophy, transcendental philosophy. Then Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas Thakur, from this day forward, myself and Lord Nityananda will be your sons. So then Lord Nityananda, very interestingly enough, even though he was quite old at that point, you know, we were talking probably about high 40s. He used to go to visit with Srivas and his wife Malini, and he used to sit on Malini's lap and drink her breast milk, you know, and they were both old. I mean, she was old too. She was probably about the same age.
And so he
was real, and he would just sit on her lap, and she would just treat him like her little baby. Amazing. And there was a story that's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, I believe, that one time, because Srivas Thakur had a bad temper, and Malini was sometimes scared of him. That is actually interesting. So it's bona fide for husbands to have bad tempers with wives. So one time, Lord Nityananda was there, and a crow stole the ghee pot and took it away, and she was all worried that her husband was really going to chastise her. So she was crying, and Lord Nityananda said, "What's the problem?" And Lord Nityananda said to the crow, "Bring the ghee pot back." And the crow brought the ghee pot back. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also tested Srivas Thakur, because Lord Nityananda was known as the Avaduta. In other words, he did some things that were a little unusual. So he said to Srivas Thakur, "How come you're letting this Avaduta come into your house? You know, you should basically reject him. You know, who knows what his family's life, who knows what his activities are like." And then Srivas Thakur said, even, famous quote, "Even if Lord Nityananda were seen going into the house, going to a liquor store, or even if he marries a Muslim girl, I will not be deterred from my conviction that he's the Supreme Personality of God." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Srivas Thakur at that point, being very pleased. And there's another famous story about Lord Nityananda and the dacoits. That this is a three-day story. It didn't take 3 days to tell it, but the story is about 3 days of pastimes. So Lord Nityananda was generally dressed up very, very opulently with all sorts of jewelry and silk cloth and everything like that. So dacoits would take note of that. And so they saw him going and having his kirtan every night in Navadvip. And they were thinking, we got to attack him. So in order to get strength to attack him, they began to worship the goddess Kali, Durga. And so what happened is they parked themselves outside the house the first night, waited for the opportune moment, and then they saw all these giant Vaikuntha guards that were like 10 feet tall, you know, 3 meters tall. Not 3 meters, actually it'd be more like 2 meters, 2.5 meters. So anyway, so they were shocked, so they went back and they thought, you know, we got some problem here. So what are we going to do? So then, basically, let's see, there were 3 times they came. The first time they saw the guards chanting Hare Krishna. The second time, I forget what happened the second time, anyway. But the third time they came, and they saw, they didn't see anything because it started raining, like torrential rain and pus and blood was coming from the sky. And they were actually trapped in ditches. And they lost their sight. So they realized that they had committed a great offense. And so they started praying to the Lord and praying to Lord Nityananda to regain their sight. And they became great devotees, Supreme Personality of God. That's Lord Nityananda's mercy. And then, of course, the famous story of Jagai and Madai. So we don't need to tell that story. And then we have some quotes here from the Chaitanya Bhagavat about Lord Nityananda. Actually, I have quite a bit. Just we'll read a little bit about playing games with the other boys. Lord Nityananda imitated Lord Krishna's pastimes. They never played games that were not imitations of the Lord's pastimes. The boys pretended they were the council of demigods. One boy, pretending he was the earth goddess, presented an appeal. After hearing the earth's prayers, the boys would go to a riverbank, and there they would offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One boy, pretending he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, would say, "I will take birth in Mathura Gokul." Some evenings, Lord Nityananda and the boys would reenact the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. That's what I mentioned before. Making a prison room late at night, they enacted Lord Krishna's birth when no one was awake. They created a Gokul, took Krishna there, and then tricked Kamsa by giving him Mahamaya, or presenting Mahamaya to him. One day, Lord Nityananda dressed one boy as Putana. Another boy climbed on his chest, pretending to drink Putana's breasts. One day, Lord Nityananda and the boys made a cart out of reeds and then tore it to pieces. Accompanied by the boys, Lord Nityananda entered unseen into a milkman's house and stole from him. The boys never left Lord Nityananda and returned to their homes. Day and night, they played with him. The boy's parents never rebuked Lord Nityananda. Rather, they affectionately embraced him. They all said, "We have never seen anything like these glorious games. How does a small boy know so much about Lord Krishna's pastimes?" One day, making a Kaliya serpent out of the leaves, the boys went to the water with all the boys. And Lord Nityananda says boys, anyway. But anyway, it's a mistake here. The boys jumped up and then fell down unconscious. Then Lord Nityananda brought them back to life. Another day, Lord Nityananda and the boys went to Talavan, killed Dedagasura and ate the tal fruits. Accompanied by the boys, Lord Nityananda played games where he killed Bakasura, Agasura, and Vatsasura. In the late afternoon, as he and his friends returned home, he would play the buffalo horn bugle again and again. One day he played that he was lifting Govardhan Hill. Another day he created Vrindavan Forest and played there. Another day he stole the gopis' garments. Another day he revealed himself to the Yajna Patnis, that means the Brahmins' wives. A boy dressed up as Narada with long hair and a beard gave advice to Kamsa in a secluded place. Another day a boy dressed up as a Krura, and he brought Krishna and Balaram on Kamsa's order. Lord Nityananda personally took the part of a gopi and wept a river of tears as the boys looked on. Bewildered by Lord Vishnu's yogamaya, no one could understand Lord Nityananda's true identity. All the boys happily played with him. Creating the city of Mathura, Lord Nityananda walked about with the boys. One boy became a garland maker, another became wrestlers in the wrestling arena. Another boy dressed up as Kubja and carried fragrances. Lord Nityananda made a bow, broke it, and made a loud sound. After killing Kuvaliopita and the wrestlers Chanura and Mushtika, Lord Nityananda threw Kamsa to the ground and grabbed his hair. After killing Kamsa, Lord Nityananda danced with the boys, seeing the plane of the boys, all the people smiled and laughed. Lord Nityananda acted out the pastimes of the Supreme Lord's incarnations. One day, Lord Nityananda became Vamana and cheated Bali out of the worlds. One boy dressed up as an old Shukracharya forbade Bali to give charity. Bali gave the charity, and in the end, Vamana stepped on his head. Another day, all the boys became monkeys, and Lord Nityananda built the bridge to Lanka. Cutting some castor trees and throwing them in the water, the boys exclaimed, "Glory to Ramchandra." Playing the part of watchman, Lord Nityananda grabbed a bow and angrily went to meet Sugriva. He said, "Oh, monkey, my lord has become unhappy. If you wish to keep your life, then you must come with me at once. My master unhappily stays in Malyavan Mountain. My boy, what unhappiness will you find by staying with these women?" So he was drunk with his wife, with Rumantara, actually, the wife of his brother. Another day, Lord Nityananda angrily said to Parashuram, "Oh, Brahmana, I'm not at fault. Now you must flee at once." When Lord Nityananda played the part of Lakshman, the other boys did not understand what was really happening. They thought it was only a game. Some boys played the parts of the five monkeys. Lord Nityananda, playing the part of Lakshman, asked them, "Who are you monkeys wandering from forest to forest? I'm a servant of Lord Ramchandra. Please tell me who you are." The boys replied, "We wander out of fear of Bali. Please show us to Lord Ramchandra. Then we can touch the dust of his feet." Lord Nityananda embraced them and took them with him. Then they offered dandavat obeisances to Lord Ramchandra's feet. One day, Lord Nityananda played the pastime of killing Indrajit. Another day, he was rapt in playing the part of Lakshman. He made one boy play the part of Vibhishan. He took the boy to Lord Ramchandra, who crowned him the king of Lanka. One boy declared, "I am Ravana. Now I will kill you with my Shakti Shila weapon. Protect yourself, O Lakshman." This is the pastime I mentioned. Saying this, the boy struck Lord Nityananda with a lotus flower, and the Lord promptly fell to the ground. Wrapped in thinking of himself as Lakshman, the Lord fainted. Everyone tried to waken him, but he could not be wakened. There was no consciousness anywhere in his body. Placing their heads in their hands, the boys wept. Hearing of this, the Lord's mother and father ran there. They saw that there was no consciousness in his body. They fainted and fell to the ground. Seeing this, everyone was surprised. When the boys described all that had happened, someone said, "I know the reason for this. Previously, when he heard the words, 'Rama went to the forest,' the boy actor, pretending to be Dasarath, acted as if the life had left his body. If someone dressed like Hanuman and gives him, if someone is dressed, there's a mistake here, and gives him medicine, then this boy will become cured. Previously, the Lord instructed everyone, 'When I fall to the ground, you all gather around me and weep. After a moment's delay, send for Hanuman. When he holds the medicine to my nose, my life will be returned.'" Entering the mood of Lakshman, Lord Nityananda fell unconscious. Seeing this, the boys became worried. Everyone was bewildered. The Lord's instruction did not appear in their thoughts. Saying, "Rise, brother," they loudly wept. Hearing these words from someone's mouth, the boys remembered. A boy dressed like Hanuman at once ran off. Then another boy dressed as an ascetic met Hanuman on the path, praised him, and offered him fruits and roots. He said, "Stay here, my son, and bless my ashram. I am very fortunate to meet a person like yourself." Hanuman replied, "I must continue on my mission. I wish to go. I cannot stay." You must have heard that Ravana hit Ramchandra's younger brother Lakshman with a Shakti Shila weapon and made him fall unconscious. That is why I am now going to the Ganda Madana Mountain. Getting medicine there, I will save his life. Then the ascetic said, "If you must go, then first bathe and eat. Then you will be victorious." Filled with wonder, everyone gazed at the boys as they spoke these lines Lord Nityananda gave them. After the ascetic spoke these words, Hanuman went to bathe in the lake. A boy who was wading in the water grabbed Hanuman's foot. Dressed as a crocodile, the boy pulled Hanuman into the water. Then the boy Hanuman dragged the crocodile onto the shore. After a few moments of battle, heroic Hanuman defeated the crocodile. Then the boy dressed as a Rakshasa tried to eat Hanuman. The Rakshasa said, "You defeated the crocodile. How will you defeat me?" "I will eat you." "Then how will you save Lakshman's life?" Hanuman replied, "Your Ravana is a dog. He is pathetic. You should flee." First they hurled insults at each other. They pulled each other's hair like little boys. Then they fought with fists. After a few moments, Hanuman playfully defeated the Rakshasa and then went to the Gandharvamardana mountain. Then Hanuman battled with some boys dressed as Gandharvas. After defeating the Gandharvas, Hanuman carried the Gandharvamardana mountain on his head, dressed as a physician, and placing the medicine to Lord Nityananda's nose, a boy aside said, "Remember Sri Ram." Lord Nityananda Lord Nityananda at once stood up. Seeing this, his mother, father, and everyone else smiled and laughed. Hadai Pandit ran to the boys and embraced him. All the boys were happy. Everyone said, "Son, where did you learn all this?" Smilingly, the Lord replied, "These are my pastimes." And so that's all we have time for today. We'll take prasadam. It's nice. Chaitanya Bhagavat. Okay, we got people online. So here we are at Govardhan with the Vaishnavas. Let's see some of the Vaishnavas.